Aries, March 21 to April 19. I will never advise you to dim the flame of your ambition or be shy about radiating your enthusiasm. For the next few weeks, though, I urge you to find ways to add sap, juice, and nectar to your fiery energy. See if you can be less like a furnace and more like a sauna, less like a rumbling volcano and more like a tropical river. Practically speaking, this might mean being blithely tender and unpredictably heartful as you emanate your dazzling glow. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. Some spiritual traditions tell us that the path to enlightenment and awakening is excruciatingly difficult. One teaching compares it to crossing a bridge that's sharper than a sword, thinner than a hair, and hotter than fire. Ideas like these have no place in my personal philosophy. I believe enlightenment and awakening are available to anyone who conscientiously practices kindness and compassion. A seeker who consistently asks, "What is the most loving thing I can do?" will be rewarded with life-enhancing transformations. Now I invite you to do what I just did, Taurus. That is, re-evaluate a task or process that everyone, maybe even you, assumes as hard and complicated. Perform whatever tweaks are necessary to understand it as fun, natural, and engaging. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. Do you have a relative your parents never told you about? If so, you may find out about them soon. Do you have a secret you want to keep secret? If so, take extra caution to ensure it stays hidden. Is there a person you have had a covert crush on for a while? If so, they may discover your true feelings any minute now. Have you ever wondered if any secrets are being concealed from you? If so, probe gently for their revelation, and they just may leak out. Is there a lost treasure you have almost given up on finding? If so, revive your hopes. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. Cancerian poet Pablo Neruda wrote this to a lover. "I want to do with you what spring does with the cherry trees." That sounds very romantic. What does it mean? Well, the arrival of spring brings warmer soil and air, longer hours of sunlight, and nurturing precipitation. The flowers of some cherry trees respond by blooming with explosive vigor. Some trees sprout upwards of 4,000 blossoms. Maybe Neruda was exaggerating for poetic effect, but if he truly wanted to rouse his lover to be like a burgeoning cherry tree, he'd have to deal with an overwhelming outpouring of lush beauty and rampant fertility. Could he have handled it? If I'm reading the upcoming astrological omens correctly, you Cancerans now have the power to inspire and welcome such lavishness. And yes, you can definitely handle it. Leo, July 23, August. 2-2. Speaking on behalf of all non-Leos, I want to express our gratitude for the experiments you have been conducting. Your willingness to dig further than ever before into the mysterious depths is exciting. Please don't be glum just because the results are still inconclusive and you feel a bit vulnerable. I'm confident you will ultimately generate fascinating outcomes that are valuable to us as well as you. Here's a helpful tip. Give yourself permission to be even more daring and curious. Dig even deeper. Virgo, August 23 Sept. 2-2, unexpected mixtures are desirable, though they may initially feel odd. Unplanned and unheralded alliances will be lucky wild cards if you are willing to set aside your expectations. Best of all, I believe you will be extra adept at creating new forms of synergy and symbiosis, even as you enhance existing forms. Please capitalize on these marvelous openings, dear Virgo. Are there parts of your life that have been divided, and you would like to harmonize them? Now is a good time to try. Bridge building will be your specialty for the foreseeable future. Libra, September 23, October. 2-2. Many of you Libras have a special talent for tuning into the needs and moods of other people. This potentially gives you the power to massage situations to serve the good of all. Are you using that power to its fullest? Could you do anything more to harness it? Here's a related issue. Your talent for tuning into the needs and moods of others can give you the capacity to massage situations in service to your personal aims. Are you using that capacity to its fullest? Could you do anything more to harness it? Here's one more variation on the theme. How adept are you at coordinating your service to the general good and your service to your personal aims? Can you do anything to enhance this skill? Now is an excellent time to try. Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1, psychologist Carl Jung said, "One of the most difficult tasks people can perform is the invention of good games. And this cannot be done by people out of touch with their instinctive selves. According to my astrological assessment, you will thrive in the coming weeks when you are playing good, interesting games. If you dream them up and instigate them yourself, so much the better." And what exactly do I mean by games? I'm referring to any organized form of play that rouses fun, entertainment, and education. Playing should be one of your prime modes, Scorpio. As Jung notes, that will happen best if you are in close touch with your instinctual self, also known as your animal intelligence. Sagittarius, November 22nd deck. 2-1. Can Sagittarians ever really find a home they are utterly satisfied with? Are they ever at peace with exactly who they are and content to be exactly where they are? Some astrologers suggest these are difficult luxuries for you centaurs to accomplish. But I think differently. In my view, it's your birthright to create sanctuaries for yourself that incorporate so much variety and expansiveness that you can feel like an adventurous explorer without necessarily having to wander all over the earth. Now is an excellent time to work on this noble project. Capricorn, December 22nd Jan. 1-9, you picked door number 2 a while back. Was that the best choice? I'm not sure. Evidence is still ambiguous. As we await more conclusive information, I want you to know that door number 1 and door number 3 will soon be available for your consideration again. The fun fact is that you can try either of those doors without abandoning your activities in the area where door number 2 has led you. But it's important to note that you can't try both door number 1 and door number 3. You must choose one or the other. Proceed with care and nuance, Capricorn, but not with excessive caution. Your passwords are daring sensitivity and discerning audacity. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18. My second cousin has the same name as me and lives in Košice, Slovakia. He's a Slovakian-speaking chemical engineer who attended the Slovak University of Technology. Do we have anything in common besides our DNA and names? Well, we both love to tell stories. He and I are both big fans of the band Rising Appalachia. We have the same mischievous brand of humor. He has designed equipment and processes to manufacture products that use chemicals in creative ways, and I design oracles to arouse inspirations that change people's brain chemistry. Now I invite you, Aquarius, to celebrate allies with whom you share key qualities despite being quite different. It's a fine time to get maximum enjoyment and value from your connections with such people. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. My Piscean friend Jeff Greenwald wrote the humorous but serious book Shopping for Buddhas. It's the story of his adventures in Nepal as he traveled in quest of a statue to serve as a potent symbol for his spiritual yearning. I'm reminded of his search as I ruminate on your near future. I suspect you would benefit from an intense search for divine inspiration, either in the form of an iconic object, a pilgrimage to a holy sanctuary, or an inner journey to the source of your truth and love. Homework. See a compendium of my big picture forecasts for you in 2024, tinyurl.com/bigpicture2024.